Outside Health and Fitness Podcast, episode 148, Fly Fishing Simplified.
I mean, it's hypnotic to me. I can go fishing and I absolutely zone out the world around me. In fact, I'll tell, if I take friends with me, I'll say, look, you have to tell me when you want to quit because I will be here until dark.
Welcome to the Outside Health and Fitness Podcast. We're getting outside the box, outside our comfort zone, and outside and in shape. If you're bored with the same old fitness routine at the gym and you're ready to try something new, then this is the show for you. We're exploring new and fun ways to get fit on the trail, on the water, on the slopes, and outside.
Hi, this is Steve Stearns from Outside Health and Fitness, and thank you for joining me for another episode. If you're new to the show, we like to stay fit and active by having fun outside. We like to ride, slide, run, walk, hike, bike, golf, roll, swim, and ski. If it's fun outside and it keeps us healthy, we love it. So if you're like us and you like to have fun outside, then you found the right place. I'm here to help you find new motivation to be fit, to make working out less like work and more like fun. If you need a fitness partner to inspire you and help you find the fun in fitness, I'm here for you. All my contact information can be found at OutsideHealthAndFitness.com. Reach out and let's get started. When you think about getting outdoors, being active, and staying fit, the first thing that pops into your head probably isn't fly fishing. But maybe it should be. It's a fantastic way to spend some quality time outdoors. Now, when you think about fly fishing, you may imagine yourself standing in a store scratching your head over all the different gear you'll need, or see yourself standing knee-deep in a river, tangled in fishing line. Well, get that image out of your head, because my guest today says that fly fishing doesn't need to be complicated or expensive. I'm excited to welcome Steve from Fly Fishing Simplified. Steve loves fly fishing, and like many people who get started in the sport, he was at first overwhelmed by how complicated it seemed, but he found that it doesn't have to be so complex, and he's dedicated his sight to paying it forward and helping others discover the joy of catching a fish on the fly. On today's show, you'll discover why fly fishing is a fun way to unwind and be present in nature, and how fly fishing is a great motivator to stay fit and active, and how catching a fish on the fly is something anyone can learn and have fun with. But a word of caution, if you try it, you might get hooked.
OutsideHealthAndFitness.com.
My guest today is Steve from Fly Fishing Simplified. And as I said earlier, he's an avid fly fisherman. He also likes to backpack, hike, and enjoy a nice glass of wine. Man, it's like looking in a mirror. I have a lot of fun talking with Steve, so let's get right to the interview. Steve, welcome to Outside Health and Fitness. I'm really excited to have you on the show because I don't think I've ever had a fisherman, let alone a fly fisherman, on the show. And I love fishing, so this is going to be a lot of fun to talk to you.
Well, great. Thanks for having me on.
So can you give us a little rundown on, you know, how did you discover fly fishing and how did you get so passionate about it, so into it?
Sure. Well, the first thing was my father was probably one of the best trout fishermen that I will ever come across.
Yeah.
And although my father didn't fly fish, I come to find that a lot of the techniques that I use now in fly fishing were very similar to how he fished.
Yeah.
And then probably a tipping point for me was a number of years ago, I was at the Banff Mountain Film Festival World Tour.
Cool.
And they announced that they were going to have a film for 45 minutes about fly fishing. So I, along with just about the entire crowd, just groaned thinking, oh my gosh, 45 minutes about fly fishing.
Yeah.
It turned out the movie is called Eastern Rises, and it is an amazing film. Even if you don't care about fly fishing, I'd still recommend watching it because the pure joy of these guys that they got out of fly fishing, it's uplifting. And so I left that film saying, okay, I now have to try this.
So that was cool. So you're at Banff, the film festival in Banff. That's amazing.
Well, yeah, I actually was at the Banff Mountain Film Festival tours. So I didn't go to Banff to see it. I would love to do that some year. But what they do is they go to a variety of cities with a subset of the movies, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd highly recommend it if it comes to your city to check it out. You know, they have all kind of outdoor films, everything from kayaking to mountain biking, the rare fly fishing film, some pretty extreme skiing,
yeah.
Just some great stuff.
Yeah, that's cool. So fly fishing is one of those things. I actually started fly fishing a few years ago, and I love it. I'm not very good at it, but I love it. What do you think it is that, I mean, there's so many people fish, but what do you run into for people that maybe are a little nervous about trying it?
Well, I can understand that. And actually, that was frustrating to me because if you read the wrong books or you look at the wrong sites, they make it sound like it's rocket science. I mean, you get overwhelmed with the terminology, the different pieces of gear, the myriad number of flies you can select from, and so on. And I think it's just information overload. Yeah. What I did is I finally just said, okay, I'm going to try it. Mm-hmm. And I was completely convinced that I had wasted my money when I bought my first rod, thinking it'll never leave the closet. And but fortunately, I did get out there and I discovered that, you know, I'm not going to say it's easy, but it is something that you can get enough skill to have fun and catch fish without having to have a master's degree in fly fishing.
Right. Yeah, that's what I found too. It was like, oh man, I got to match the hatch and I don't know all these weird names for these flies. And, you know, and even just learning how to cast was quite a daunting challenge. I mean, it was kind of fun, but it did seem very overwhelming. You know, for you, what's the difference between fly fishing and just regular fishing? Why do you like it so much more?
Well, the one thing about it that I think helps my my success rate is there's less people to do it. So you may be fishing waters that, you know, they get fished fairly hard, fairly heavily, but you're presenting a completely different type of attractor, if you will, to the fish.
Right.
So, you know, I think the kind of the general thought is that you're not going to catch as many fish fly fishing as you are bait casting or whatever. But I don't know. I find on some waters that it's a big advantage that I'm throwing something new and not as frequently seen to those fish. So it's kind of an advantage that you're one of the few as opposed to one of the many.
I know around here I fish mostly for bass, and we do have some nice trout streams that are a ways away, and I never quite seem to get over there. But do you fish for trout, or do you fish for all sorts of different types of fish?
Yeah, Steve, people ask me that and I'll say, you know, I don't really designate what's going to hit the fly. I don't really care.
Right.
But of course, you know, when I go, you know, if I'm going to a trout stream, I'm expecting to catch trout, or that's what I'm pursuing.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've caught everything from trout and bass, which are probably the two that I most commonly go after.
Yeah.
But I've got catfish on a fly rod, carp on a fly rod, of course, a lot of bluegill and so on, crappie bass, bowfin down in Florida. Hmm. So yeah, I'll fish for anything that's going to hit that fly.
What about some of the benefits of fly fishing, just from a health perspective? A lot of times on Outside Health and Fitness, we talk, you know, about hiking and running and mountain biking and things that are more of a cardiovascular pursuit. But, you know, even something like fly fishing, is there are health benefits associated, right?
Yeah, I think certainly there are some, because like I was actually out today and I was wading in a stream that was a pretty good current. And I know I can tell you when I left this evening, my legs were heavy from that effort. But, you know, generally speaking, I mean, I don't use it as a workout, but sometimes I get a workout by going fly fishing. And what I mean is, for instance, today I rode my mountain bike into this valley to fly fish.
Awesome.
I frequently fly fish for my kayak, so I will paddle a pretty good distance. So getting to the spot that I'm going to fish, I get some exercise from there. And then I think really the act of fly fishing itself is more mental health for me than it is necessarily physical fitness.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. It's sometimes it's nice just to, you know, just to kind of go out there and sit, and even if you don't catch anything, just kind of cast and just be out there in nature. It's kind of nice just from a mental health perspective.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's hypnotic to me. I can go fishing and I absolutely zone out the world around me.
Yeah.
In fact, if I take friends with me, I'll say, look, you have to tell me when you want to quit, because I will be here until dark.
Yeah.
You know, there is a certain elegance and quiet to the sport that, you know, it's just simply good for the soul. I just when I'm out there, I don't tend to have any negative thoughts, you know. And as you said, I don't care if I catch fish. That's, I really don't have to catch fish to have a good time. Yeah. But just being out there and enjoying the outdoors.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I went fishing with a buddy of mine, and we went up to this. We've got a little pond, you know, down the road here, which is very secluded. And we went out in a canoe, and we fish, and we were probably out there for 4 or 5 hours. I came home and my wife says, "So what do you guys talk about?" And I went, nothing.
Right.
We just kind of sat there. You know, you kind of go, pretty good, huh? Uh-huh. That's it. You know, I mean, there's no in-depth conversation going on. No, that's cool. So when you started fly fishing, what was the most surprising thing that you found out about it?
Well, probably was that it wasn't as complicated. I mean, I really was worried that I wasn't going to be able to master this sport.
Yeah.
And what I tell people a lot now is the best advice I can give you is go fishing. You know, you're not going to catch fish reading a book, watching a video. You have to go out there and put your line on the water, and you learn so much by being on the water. So it was the fact that it's not that complex of an effort. I'm not saying it's easy, but it's certainly learnable.
Yeah, yeah. Now, do you fish all year round, or what do you do when it's, because I know you're on the East Coast like me, and up here the water gets really hard right around February or so.
Right, and I tend to hate winter.
Yeah.
What I've done for the last 4 years, and I've already got my reservation for this year, is I go down to Florida for a couple of weeks in January. And then I go down again, usually sometime into February, into March, so that I can keep fishing. Because today I actually set a record. Today is the latest I've ever fly fished for trout in my home state of Pennsylvania.
Wow.
But that's only because we're having a really freak period of warm weather. But generally, yeah, it's starting to shut down now, and you know, I wouldn't really be able to fish again until the spring.
Yeah.
So I go to Florida and I get the opportunity to fish down there for some really big bass and crappie and bowfin.
That's awesome. A few years ago, I got into this thing where I would start tying during the wintertime. Do you ever do any of that?
You know, I have not done that yet. It kind of goes back to me thinking when I bought the rod, it was going to be a complete waste of money.
Yeah.
I was worried that if I bought a tying kit, I really would not take the next step. Now, I have a friend of mine who ties his own stuff. He does a really nice job. And he has told me that he will walk me through it.
Yeah.
So I'm tempted to do it this winter during the periods when I'm not in Florida.
Yeah, I found it was a great way just to kind of get through the winter. And I really got kind of addicted to doing it. And like any hobby, it can become kind of expensive if you're not careful. And I ended up with like way more flies than I could ever use, but it was still fun. Here's kind of a wacky question for you. What's the most amazing thing you've ever seen anybody do with fly fishing gear?
Wow. Well, I've seen some people do some amazing things. I've met a lot of people on the internet as I've started to just connect with people who likes to fly fish.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen these people in person, but I've seen people catching tarpon on a fly, and that has to be an absolute rush.
Yeah.
So that's definitely on my list at some point in time, is to go tarpon fishing with the fly rod. I guess that's probably the most amazing thing I've seen.
Yeah, I know. It's you. Even if you hook onto a little thing, it feels amazing on a fly rod, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, and I generally fish with a 3-weight rod, so I'm going with a pretty light outfit.
Yeah.
Sometimes I've kind of pushed the limits of that, but I love it. I mean, I release everything that I catch.
Yeah.
So I'm not, I don't want to harm the fish in any way. I'm not looking to just yank it into the boat and throw it in the cooler.
Right.
So I like the challenge of fishing with the lightest gear I can.
What sort of advice would you give to someone who you're listening to this and going, geez, I've always kind of thought about doing it, but I'm not sure. And Steve's saying it's really not that complicated. What kind of advice would you give somebody about just getting started?
Well, without too much self-promotion, I actually, when I had a bout of illness a year ago and I couldn't go out, I actually started a website, and it's called flyfishingsimplified.com. Mm-hmm. I don't sell anybody anything there. You know, it's all the information is absolutely free.
Yeah.
It was my way of paying it forward for folks. And If they look there, I kind of tell you what equipment you need, and I don't say you need a $5,000 fly rod because you don't.
Yeah.
I try to be economical, but I tell you the equipment you need, how to do a basic cast, because again, I'm a big Pareto principle person. You know, 80% of the time, a basic cast will do you just fine.
Yeah.
And then by species, I'll tell you, okay, for trout, here's the flies you should use. For bass, here's the flies you should use. For bluegill, here's the fly, and how to use them, the techniques.
Yeah.
I tried to keep it simple, and I try to do that in all aspects of my life, but really here, tried to make it so that I could pay it forward for other people, because it's a fantastic sport, and I'd hate to have other people be like me who waited years to try it because they thought, oh, I'll never learn.
Right.
So that's one option. The other thing is, you know, there's so much stuff on the internet and so much, so many books been written. You know, you can always do your own research, but I would really encourage people then to, you know, get off the couch, get out in the stream and start fishing, because you learn so much by doing as opposed to, you know, just reading and watching.
Absolutely. I've gone to your site and I love it. I agree with you. I think it's really laid out very nicely. I wish I had found your site when I was learning, because it really lays it right out. I love this. You have a page there where it says, hey, if you haven't done this before, just go here. And here's kind of how you start. Here's the equipment. Here's how you cast. And I'll make sure we have a link in the show notes for that.
Great.
Just for a quick second, let's talk about kayak fishing, because I've done a bunch of that too. And I love kayak fishing. And I remember when I first started thinking about doing it, I don't think I was fly fishing when I first started kayak fishing, but I was a little nervous about, like, what happens if I catch a fish and it drags me all over the pond. But it really is a lot of fun. Can you talk a little bit about kayak fishing and why you like that?
I do a lot of it, and I love the accessibility it gives me.
Yeah.
I mentioned, you know, going to Florida, and I don't know about you, Steve, but I am not walking in the woods or in the swamps of Florida.
Yeah.
I just there's too many critters down there.
Too extreme.
But in my kayak, I can get into all those little back bays and so on, and it's kind of neat, because some of the places I can get to, the guys in the big bass boats and so on can't get to.
Right.
It also kind of sticks to my philosophy of, like, no mechanization. I really like simplicity. And the fact of the matter is, you can fly fish out of a kayak. And I do not have a specialized fishing kayak. I just have a regular sit-in kayak.
Yeah.
But what I will say that might be of use to you and your listeners is that I use a shorter rod, because I'm sitting in the kayak. So the only leverage I have is my elbow, my shoulder, and my wrist.
Right.
You know, when you're standing in a stream, you can use your back, you can use your legs to a certain extent to cast. But in the kayak, it's all that one arm doing all the work.
Yeah.
And I found that, like, with a 9-foot rod, I would get fatigued very quickly. So I use a 6-foot, 6-inch rod. You know, I've caught some pretty nice size fish in the kayak. And been able to get them, I call it in the boat. Actually, it's more like in the net, because once I get them in the net, I unhook them, take a picture, and let them go.
Yeah.
So I haven't had a problem there. You know, obviously, if I was fishing I don't think I could fish for tarpon out of a kayak. I don't think I could fish for muskie or northerns out of a kayak. I mean, maybe. But certainly for bass fishing, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
I love that, too. It's like it's amazing how shallow you can go with those things.
Yeah. And actually, the other thing, one of the places that I go in Florida is called Lake Louisa State Park.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not even allowed to have motors on those lakes. So it's great.
Right.
I mean, I sometimes I'm on the lakes down there, and I am the only boat on the water.
Steve, it's been awesome having you on the show. And I love your site, and I love your passion about fly fishing. As somebody who has tried fly fishing, again, I'm just a rank beginner most of the time. The fish are very safe if I'm out there, but it is a lot of fun. I encourage you to check it out and give it a try. Is there anything else that you'd like to say, Steve, before we sign off?
I am no guru either. I have tons of things to learn still about the sport. But, you know, I guess the point is you can go out and you can start enjoying it, not knowing everything there is to know about the sport. If you wait until you know everything about the sport, you'll never make it.
Right. Exactly.
So go out and enjoy it. And if anyone has any questions, I'm happy to answer them. I mean, I get inquiries from people around the world, and it's great to meet people and it's great to talk to them. And, you know, if I can help them, if I can offer up any advice, I'm happy to do so.
Well, that's fantastic. So flyfishingsimplified.com is where you can find all of your stuff. That's great. Steve, thanks again.
Thanks, Steve.
I hope you got some value from the show today and were inspired to try fly fishing or rediscover the sport. I want to thank Steve again for being on the show and sharing his passion for fly fishing with us. I have some more fantastic shows and interviews coming up this month, and I don't want you to miss them, so I encourage you to join our free mailing list. Just visit outsidehealthandfitness.com/148. When you do, you'll get links to everything that we talked about on the show today and your free copy of Fit Fast First Thing, my Tabata morning workout for a quick 10-minute routine you can use to start your day off right. It's a perfect way to stay in shape and strong so you can bike, hike, run, or kayak to your next fishing spot. Visit outsidehealthandfitness.com/148. I'm Steve Stearns. Thank you again for listening. Well, that wraps up another episode of the Outside Health and Fitness Podcast. I hope you got something of value from the show today that helps you get outside and in shape. For more on taking your health and fitness outside, visit outsidehealthandfitness.com and subscribe to the show. Until next time, I'll see you outside.